Welcome to the Tools They Use podcast, the ultimate personal productivity podcast covering the apps and tools to help you get things done, exploring the workflows, resources, and automation of successful individuals, and so much more. Now over to your host, Francesco D'Alessio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Tools They Use podcast. It is Francesco here, your host for another episode. So, guys, today what we'll be doing is speaking with Alexis, who is the creator over at Miss Trenchcoat, which is a YouTube channel dedicated to talking about productive techniques. And this is very close to my heart. I've actually been following Alexis for a fair while now, probably like 3 or 4 years. And it's been great to see her content over on YouTube. So she is the editor-in-chief and also the creator of content over at Strange and Charmed, which is her brand. She is based in the US. She has a lot of experience blogging. She has the magazine and the YouTube channel with over 80,000 subscribers on it. Puts out regular content on that channel. Now, what I really like about Alexis is her videos cover such a range of topics, and I think what we're going to get a lot from her today is a sense of understanding about how she uses printable material, templates, and planner resources, which is going to be quite interesting. I think she's able to blend, and from the videos that I've seen of her, a really nice digital experience with a really nice physical experience too, like using all of the planners and resources. So she is mainly a creator, which is great. So it's going to be great to get her insights on stuff. And I'm very lucky to be talking to her over on YouTube. Anyway, guys, let's dive into the feature. Before we dive in, a little ask from you. If you get a moment and you're on iTunes, it'd be great if you can rate this Tools They Use podcast. I don't mind what the feedback is. Just pop a review there. It'd be absolutely amazing. Let me know in email if you managed to get it done. Francesco@keepproductive.com, and I'll happily send a sticker your way. Bad or good, I'd love to have that feedback. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for stopping by. I hope you enjoyed today's feature. Let's speak to Alexis. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the Tools They Use podcast. It is Francesco D'Alessio here. Today, we are joined by Alexis, who is a predominant YouTuber who speaks a lot about productivity and running your own business and managing your time. Her YouTube channel is followed by 80,000 plus individuals, which is amazing. I've been personally been a follower for you for quite a while, Alexis, maybe about 2 years or so.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I think what this podcast can be quite nice is that you talk more about the physical productivity in a sense, right?
Yes, definitely the analog tools and, you know, paper planning and putting it on paper instead of necessarily digital.
Yeah, I love that. And maybe for those who haven't heard of you, maybe you could give a short introduction to self and maybe share a few of the exciting projects you've got coming up.
Great. Yeah. So hello, my name is Alexis Geostra. I'm also known as Miss Trenchcoat all across the internet. And Miss Trenchcoat is the name of my YouTube channel as well. I consider myself an online entrepreneur who designs and sells digital productivity tools to help you work smarter, not harder. So basically what I do is I create digital planner inserts that people can actually print on demand, and different sorts of tools like project planning and different worksheets, workbooks, courses, video courses and lectures, and business courses as well that cover, you know, business topics, online business specifically, and as well as productivity. So different, you know, productivity and planning, different productivity and planning related topics. I have a variety of different courses to, you know, support people, master classes to help them learn the ins and outs to become a more productive individual. So right now, something that I've got going on that's incredibly exciting is that I'm actually going to be the subject of a documentary film that's being directed and produced by Alexia Anastasio, who is a veteran documentary filmmaker out in Hollywood. It's so exciting to say something like that. And she's creating a documentary around my life and more so my processes and my philosophies for productivity, for the way that I believe people really need to be viewing the world and approaching their time management, and how I've really been able to use and hone those strategies throughout my own life to reach my level of success where I am now, and you know what the future may hold for me as well because of the great foundation that I have with productivity and planning.
Fantastic. That sounds really exciting. And where will people be able to find that when that becomes available?
So we are actually launching a Kickstarter campaign on March the 13th, which is also my birthday. So if you would like to contribute to that documentary and help us to fund this, because we are talking indie filmmakers here. So we are going to be launching that on the 13th, and I can absolutely provide a link where you guys can either, you know, donate what you can. And we've got some really great rewards for people who do give us a monetary donation. But also if you could just, you know, help us out by spreading the news, sharing that link with other people and getting other people excited. If you're someone who does like productivity and planning, which you obviously do if you're here on Francesco's podcast, then I think that this is going to be a wonderful documentary that's really going to help bring planning and productivity to more of a forefront of just the national or international conversation.
That's brilliant. I think that that's one thing I was chatting to someone about the other day. Like, I guess in a sense, productivity or the apps or tools or even just the sort of concept isn't really mainstream yet, is it?
No, and this is actually something that I talk about with so many people often as well, is that this isn't things that are taught. Like, you don't learn productivity in this way in school. At least you don't in the US, as far as I'm aware. Obviously, there are, you know, strategies that you learn being a student, like project planning and, you know, planning out your schedule and maybe the times that you're going to study, especially when we get to, you know, college or university level where you might be working and going to school at the same time. But essentially, these are not strategies that, you know, you don't take a class on this in US schools, at least. And so it really is, I think, lumped in with personal development a lot of times, because these were things that I learned about through my own sort of private research, being someone who, to be completely honest with you, I read David Allen's Getting Things Done when I was 14, I think. I had a copy of 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey, I think is the name of the author. And I had that on my Palm Pilot in high school. So that's like how geeky I am about technology and also productivity. But these were things where I learned it myself. And it's really just part of the overall productivity is more like a personal development concept, but I don't consider it necessarily personal development. I think these are basic things that anybody should really know and be taught in order to be a successful, more organized individual. So yeah, I would just love to see these sorts of things, these sorts of topics brought to the forefront, because I do think it's something that many people need to learn about. And it would really go a long way in helping people achieve whatever success they're looking for in their life, whether it's building their own business or if it's just, you know, being an organized mother at home. There's so many different ways that this is useful to literally anyone on planet Earth.
100%. Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. I think you're right. I think it'll be exciting when people find out about all of this great stuff on a sort of everyday basis. Sort of on the topic of everyday, maybe you could walk us through to start with your daily routine. Like, what's the sort of work that you do on a day-to-day basis?
Okay, so on a day-to-day basis, a lot of my work surrounds my shop, which is thecharmshop.com, where I sell those digital PDFs and my courses and things like that. So lucky for me, I was very intentional when I designed my business that it is mostly passive. So all of my products are passive digital things, videos. So basically everything is automated. When you go to my shop, you know, you search for what you want, you check out through PayPal, and then things are emailed to you and it's all on demand. So there's very little that I need to do when it comes to the actual products themselves. Like, I'm not someone who needs to ship things out to people, but because I am a one-woman show right now, and though I do sometimes have a virtual assistant that works on specific projects for me, I am more or less a one-woman show. So all of the communications with my customers, emails, you know, talking to people, working out, troubleshooting, because sometimes people have trouble accessing things because we're talking about the internet here, you know, answering people's questions because I do have a, you know, a pretty sizable following. So I get a lot of emails and messages across all of my platforms. That takes up, I would say, a good chunk of my day just communicating with people. A good chunk of my work is also content creation. So I am mostly, like you said, mostly known for my YouTube channel. So I make videos weekly and I do blog. Right now I'm blogging a little bit less frequently because of projects I have, but I do have a blog with tons and tons of productivity related content if you want to check that out. And I also create, you know, my images for Instagram and update my Instagram regularly. So my content creation is another big part of my work because I am the one woman marketing team as well. Yeah. Now, of course, I also am focused on new products. You know, whenever that is something that I need to work on, I want to create something new or update an old product. And of course, I do some course management because some of my digital courses do require me to go in there and just make sure everything's working, or, you know, I need to drop certain information in there from time to time. And then there's the day-to-day of my business administration, you know, like finance stuff, purchasing things, just keeping everything organized. But for me, there is no typical day. I will say that when it comes to my routine, I do wake up pretty early in the morning, about 5 or 6, I wake up naturally, and then wow. I will start meditating. So that's something I like to do because I am someone who likes to stay in bed until like 7:30. So if I wake up really early, I like to put on like an hour meditation, like I did an hour meditation this morning, which would just be, it could be a guided meditation. I usually just search YouTube for these things, or it could just be like a frequency sort of sound-based thing that'll help me to calm my mind and, you know, whatever intention I'm focused on, I will kind of repeat that in my head, or, you know, I have my own little things that I do inside my head to guide my meditation. Then once I get out of bed, it's, you know, a matter of, you know, doing your daily, you know, get ready routine. So getting dressed, doing my hair and makeup, going downstairs, taking care of the dog, making sure he's fed and gets to go, you know, O-U-T, I can't say the word because he will hear me and he will run to the door. But so, such is the life of a fur mom. So I, you know, deal with him, take care of him, have my coffee, and then, you know, sit at my computer and just start responding to emails, you know, searching social media, watching YouTube videos. And then depending on what day of the week it is or what I'm working on, I like to theme my work days very often, which is when I basically save work, you know, batch work for certain days of the week. So there would be a day where I maybe am focused on content creation, and then another day where I'm focused on, you know, maybe some marketing efforts or working on another project. So that's really the way my day usually works through. Sometimes I have calls throughout the day. And again, those are just kind of, you know, periodically sprinkled throughout my calendar. And then it's, you know, dinner time, and I try to stop working at a reasonable hour and try to relax for the rest of the day before I have to start it all over again in the morning.
Brilliant. Yeah, I really like that sort of approach to the start of the morning with the meditation. That sounds like maybe you could send me a few of the audio.
Yeah, absolutely.
That you've been able to have success with. Yeah, that'd be great. But yeah, no, that this is brilliant. And when it comes to the tools side of stuff, so obviously you work in quite an analog way. How do you manage, I guess, the tasks, calendars, and notes as you go about your day?
Yeah, so like you said, I am majority analog. And one of the tools that I sell in my shop is what I call the Charmed Life Planner, which is a PDF that you can print out and actually assemble your own planner on demand. And that is my regular everyday tool. So it keeps my calendar with my editorial calendar of what I'm working on, what content needs to go out, my schedule of events. It also is what houses my tasks and to-do lists. I like to keep things, you know, scheduled out, and I like to keep my tasks listed out by month. So I keep like a monthly task list there. And I also have like daily task lists that I put together. I'm really focused on like the idea of a top three. So I like to set a top three things that I'm working on for each day, which is all part of my planner as well. For note-taking as well, so that was, you know, my planner is for my daily to-do list and my calendar. And then for note-taking, I do have a note section in my planner. I also am someone who likes to keep certain notes topical, so I do have a few different notebooks that might be related to a certain project or something else that, you know, I would take notes for, so I'll switch in and out of those. And then on the digital side, because I do a little bit of digital planning, I do use iCal. I guess that's what we call that, right? The Apple calendar that's for iPhone. And I'm completely Apple integrated. So I have my iPhone that uses iCal and my computer. And I also like to use the Notes app, the Apple Notes app, whenever, you know, I have ideas and I'm out and about and I'm just writing things down, because everything just syncs beautifully across like my iPad, iPhone, laptop. So that's very seamless for me. So I do use a few digital things with that.
Brilliant. And what we'll do for everyone who's listening, as per normal, we'll make sure all of that stuff is available to check out in the show notes. So you don't have to pull over, or if you're on a bike, I don't know, don't freak out. It's all going to be there to download afterwards. Brilliant. I like that sort of approach to it, I guess. It's we had a couple of episodes ago, someone who came on and had a very similar process to some extent. And it must be quite refreshing for you, especially when you don't have to integrate too much, because you do already quite a lot of digital stuff, right?
And my work is all digital, but you know, I have the analog paper because, you know, that really is for me, and this is going to be different for everyone, but, you know, I really love having physical things in my hands. I like to write things out. There's a lot of different studies and things out there that suggest that, you know, when you write things down, you remember it better, and it really helps you for processing thoughts and ideas when you're actually physically writing things down as opposed to maybe typing. So for me, it just is a better method. But of course, the unfortunate thing about a paper planner is that it does not have alerts. So it can't tell me when I'm about to miss my meeting with Francesco. That is what my phone is for. So, you know, to me, it is very important to have certain things in a digital form as well. And yes, it is a little bit of duplicating work, but I mean, it's very simple. When I make, you know, a to-do item or, a, you know, an event for my calendar, you know, I just talk to my iPhone and I say, you know, Siri, remind me that I have a call with Francesco at 1, you know, so she will write it down. It's not even like I have to do very much work. It's all very easy nowadays. So I have no problem with duplicating a little bit of effort just to make sure I stay organized.
Fantastic. And when it comes to maybe the planning side of stuff, maybe in a couple of months you have, or even for the example of your the documentary, how do you, I guess with a certain project, how do you go about tracking and planning for that project?
Yeah, so I have as well analog project planning and tracking tools that I use that are integrated with my planner. It's like a bundle of different worksheets that I use. So I keep things, I keep my entire year of projects listed out on like a one-page tracker that creates like an overview for me. So I know what I'm supposed to be working on at what time. And then I also keep project planning sheets where I list, you know, information out, what my action steps are going to be, and any other information or notes that I need pertaining to that. So I keep my project planning as well in an analog form. And, you know, that works for me. And I just love the flow of that and being able to, you know, quickly look at a page to see what I need to get done and, you know, move it over into my to-do list so that things are being managed and staying on, you know, staying on top of them regularly. So that's more or less what I use for project planning.
Awesome stuff. And you mentioned that you were a bit of an Apple fan. What sort of hardware do you go about using? And that's like, could be your phone, laptop, and or if you have a PC.
Yeah, so I my main computer is an 11-inch MacBook Air. I do everything on it. Yes, they are powerful enough for that. Unfortunately, they're gone, and I refuse to upgrade until I like something that Apple puts out. So I am holding on to this very old MacBook Air right now, but it's still chugging along. I have an iPhone. I just got an iPhone 8. I'm a little bit behind on those, mostly because I'm just don't feel the need to keep up with the Joneses with the latest when the old stuff still works. So I use an iPhone because most of my my work is photography or video based. I have my Canon 80D is the DSLR I use. I also live and die by my Western Digital hard drive for an external hard drive for editing my videos, because Apple products, you know, there's not a lot of hard drive space on my MacBook Air, but I like to edit on an external hard drive just in case something happens and it decides it wants to crash my computer. At least I haven't, you know, it will crash the hard drive, not necessarily my computer. So things are safe and sound.
Brilliant.
Wise. And that's mostly like the hardware that I use for work, really just computer, phone, camera, hard drive. I could take it all with me anywhere and work.
Yeah, it seems to do all the jobs in the right way, right? You don't necessarily have to have, you know, all of the big stuff, do you?
I don't even know what else there really is.
Yeah, there's always that, unless you like fixed at home in an office, you could have like a great big screen in there. But I like
using smaller screens though. So I'm not someone who's an external, and you know, I have a printer, but I, you know, I use it sometimes. So it's not like a necessity for every day for me. So
yeah. Brilliant. And moving on to sort of the app side again, you mentioned that you listed a couple of the iOS and Mac apps that you like to use to help you get done. What are those ones that you have listed?
Yeah, so when it comes to Mac applications, like on my MacBook Air, you know, my work, like I said, centers a lot around digital content. So for me, I'm always in Photoshop and InDesign and Final Cut Pro 10 on my computer. So those are probably like the three most opened apps. And then for my iOS, for my phone, again, it's kind of similar things. Afterlight is a really wonderful photo editing app that I like to use. I also like a to-do list app called Clear. That is something that I will sometimes use on my phone if I'm like making a quick list of ideas, because I just like the layout of that. And I also use an app called Canon Camera Connect, because my 80D is a wireless enabled camera. So I take pictures on my 80D and then I can transfer them to my phone and then put them on Instagram like immediately. So again, like a lot of just photo and video sort of programs and apps that I use throughout the day.
Fantastic. And I'll link all of those in description for those who are looking to get those downloaded. And maybe moving on to emails. Obviously, that's something that you mentioned, that's one of the first things that you start approaching at the start of your day. What sort of email app do you use? Is it just the basic Apple Mail one?
Yeah, I do use the Apple Mail for my personal and my business email. I also use, from a business standpoint, managing like my email list through MailChimp. And MailChimp, I usually use it on the computer. So I'm using like their web app for it. But I also have the iOS app downloaded, because I can update things through there or just check on status of things like on the go if I need to. So, you know, MailChimp for business email list, but then Apple Mail to integrate my actual email address that's personal and, you know, the business related one.
I love it. Brilliant. And maybe a bit more coming back to the sort of planning process side of stuff again. Let's say it's Friday evening of the week before, so last Friday. And you're looking to plan the week ahead. How do you go about planning that?
Yeah. So for me, like on, it would be like more like Saturday or more, most likely Sunday would be like is my day of the week that I do my planning. Like I do a weekly review, I would say is what I call it, on a Sunday, where I, depending on if I'm walking into a new month or if I'm walking in just to like a normal week or if I'm moving into a new year or a new quarter, I have sort of different processes for each time of year. So obviously like at the beginning of the year, I lay out all my projects, maybe not necessarily build the project plans for them, but in goal setting, I, you know, set what my goals are and then I will, you know, brainstorm the projects that I want to execute to get me to my goals and lay those all out in that one page sheet. And then before like a new quarter, I like to review my goals and review my overall project plans to make sure everything is staying the same, because especially when you're running your own business, but really in so many different areas of life, if you're someone who does execute against different projects and goals frequently, things change. So you may need to completely scrap a project or add a new project in. So I like to kind of keep an eye on those on a quarterly basis, but you know, as needed as well. And then I have a monthly review process where I literally will just, you know, set out before the month begins, I will set out like what my editorial calendar is going to be for my content, my marketing calendar. I'll review my project plans to pull to-dos off of them and put them in my monthly master task list. And then from there, I just kind of, you know, go week to week building my to-dos up. And then, you know, before each week, I check my monthly task list, check the previous week, you know, to make sure anything that's not been completed gets carried over, and just build my weekly to-do list with my top three to-dos every day. And then I like to work off of like top five projects. So I choose five projects a week that need to be, you know, either worked on or moved forward, just so I'm keeping myself very focused on goals. And five is the magic number, I say, because there's 5 days in a work week. Yeah. So, you know, if I can, you know, if every day of the week I can move something forward, a project forward, that's great. So I keep it to that. And it's pretty simple for me. Like, I don't like to make it overly complicated. It's just next action list, more or less, and just getting it done.
Fantastic. Yeah, it seems like a really, really tied down process, which I quite like. And it's very focused on the most important stuff. Brilliant. And in terms of, because you've mentioned quite a lot of offline processes there, like things that you do in an analog process. So, for example, your meditation and obviously the printed out sheets. Do you have any more like tips for people that maybe want to get away from the digital in their daily routine? Like maybe it could be go for a walk or something like that. Do you enjoy some of those things in life?
Yeah, absolutely. So like you said, yeah, I like to meditate in the morning. I also do, I just did a YouTube video on this on, you know, a really great tip. If you're stuck in a problem solve, like trying to solve a problem, is to walk. Actually, it's get up and walk around. So yeah, I will sometimes walk the dog. And I will, you know, take a walk around my house. I also will exercise sometimes at home. And yeah, I mean, the good thing about my job more or less is that I really don't have, you know, every minute of my day scheduled. So I actually have like, I would say like, you know, very good chunk of the day where I'm able to do whatever I want to do. And for me as well, that could be like reading books. Now I will admit my book reading goes through Audible. Like I listen to books on tape. I'm not necessarily a physical book reader. Yeah. But for me, that's something where it's just like, I'm putting headphones on and just kind of relaxing, you know, or doing chores, doing my, you know, upkeep for my home and things like that, or, you know, meal planning and stuff like that. I can kind of get that done listening to a book on tape or, you know, listening to Spotify. You know, I like listening to music as well. But yeah, I would say that I don't force myself to sit in front of a desk all day. I like to switch it up. So, you know, moving around, and luckily for me, I have many areas in my home that are my quote unquote office. So I do have like a major home office, but then I go to different places for every now and again. So I'm always moving around my house just to work and kind of see new sights in my home.
Yeah, I love that. And I'm the same with Audible. Like, it's just so much easier, isn't it, sometimes?
Yeah, I mean, let me tell you, I was such a good student when I was in like high school and college, and read so many books. And so as an adult, I'm like, this is your gift to yourself. You don't have to read anymore unless you want to physically read a book. Listen to the books on tape.
Yeah. Yeah. You've done your time.
I've done it. No one's grading me on what I'm reading now.
Brilliant. Yeah, very true. Alexis, how can anyone who's listening find you and all of your great stuff?
Yeah. So my website is www.strangecharmed.com. My shop is The Charmed Shop, and that's all linked through there. On YouTube, I'm Miss Trenchcoat, and that's actually everywhere across the internet. I'm Miss Trenchcoat. So my YouTube channel is youtube.com/Miss Trenchcoat, and Instagram, Twitter, @Miss Trenchcoat. And yeah, that's really how you can get a hold of me. And like we said earlier, you know, if you want to get involved with that Kickstarter campaign, we'll also share that link as well. And I would love to have you join me on this very exciting productivity journey.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one. So when it does become available, I'll let everyone know in my community. It sounds really good.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Brilliant. So thank you very much to everyone who's listened along today. I hope that you enjoyed today's feature with Alexis. I'll include all of the apps and tools and everything that she's mentioned in the show notes below, so you can go away, download it, and enjoy all that great stuff. But for now, thank you very much to Alexis for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
I will include all of the lovely stuff there. But thank you very much. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for stopping by. Make sure to have a great week. Keep productive, and I'll see you guys very, very soon. Cheers.